We're here on KSOM, and we're getting ready for tonight's sub-state baseball final between Tri-Center and Underwood. Talking now with Underwood Eagles baseball head coach Andy Van Fossen. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into this matchup against the Trojans?
Oh, we're feeling pretty fortunate to be here. You know, this time of year, you're one of 16 teams left playing. So, you know, win or lose, you've got that. But, you know, we feel pretty good. The boys are excited, you know, to play and I don't know, just pitch by pitch.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the trainer game. You know, what can you say just about Blake Brensel and the job that he did to give you those three innings? I mean, that was so huge. Didn't even give up a hit. Just one run, which was on a couple of wild pitches there and a walk. But obviously that allowed you to use Lutt in relief the rest of the game and then cleared him to pitch here tonight against Tri-Center.
Yeah, we had a plan going in. We had a couple different, you know, scenarios that, you know, if they would have played out, we would have went a different direction and everything. But, you know, like you said, Blake did absolutely fantastic. He did. I mean, he threw that game about as good as he's thrown all year. But credit to him, you know, he pitched against MOC Floyd Valley and he pitched against Bedford. You know, those were our two losses, but both were really good offensive teams. And, you know, Trainer's a really good offensive team as well. And I think, you know, pitching in those games, you know, definitely, you know, helped him learn, you know, what he can do, what he can't do. I was just extremely happy for him the way he was able to execute on Saturday.
And in the offense, again, they pitched around Garrett. I mean, he did get a double late in the ball game that helped to get you a couple of insurance runs. But, you know, that puts pressure on guys like Ryker Adair, and he came through big time for you. When they pitch around Lutton, he doesn't get anything to hit. Does that create – that? Obviously, it has to create opportunities for other guys.
Well, and I think, yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, you never want guys on base – and it's one of those things with Garrett, you know, Garrett's kind of come to the realization that he's going to get walked, or pitched around. But the thing is, you know, you've got guys that are capable of stepping up behind him. So it's one of those, you know, if I were playing us, I don't know what I would do. I mean, it definitely, you know, cross your mind, but when you've got guys that are hitting the ball, you know, like Ryker did on Saturday, you know, it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, we'll take the base runners and get some traffic on there, and you know, maybe something can happen. But he had a nice game too. He's been kind of slumping a little bit. You know, had a nice hit down the line to score one, and then base hit to right center, and that's what his game is. You know, his game is to go the other way with power. And like I said, he'd been struggling a little bit, but it was good to see him, you know, barrel up the balls and do some damage.
Do you buy into the philosophy that it's difficult to beat the same team three times in one season? I mean, you kind of went against that against Trainer. Now you got to do that again here against Tri-Center.
No, it's not ideal. I mean, by any means, you know, that one of the reasons why this has been 15 years ago or so, like in basketball, you know, they used to have the Western Iowa Conference basketball tournament. When you end up playing, you play out of 21 games, you play teams four times, you know, and then kind of same situation here. You know, they had the conference tournament, I think, up until about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a little bit more. And you could conceivably play, you know, a team four times. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's tough to beat a team three times. There's not a lot of secrets or anything that goes into it. I mean, at that point, it comes down to execution and you know, hopefully we can execute tomorrow night.
So they used Cale Witt as a pitcher. He went 105 pitches to beat Ogden. So that means they're going to have to go a different direction in their starter. Cale Corin, Carter Kunze, Lincoln Thomas, probably one of those three. So how do you prepare for one or all of them going into this game?
Well, I think you just got to stay with what you know. You know, they're a fastball, breaking ball, pitching team. You know, and like you said, you know, without knowing who is going to throw, you know, that's something that we've just got to prepare, not necessarily for all three, but just prepare for fastball, curveball, you know, and then it comes down to execution. You know, frankly, we don't know a whole lot about Coonsie. We saw Thomas once this year, and we've seen Corn once, so we kind of know what they've got, but again, you know, it comes down to execution, both on the hitter side and also the pitcher side. You know, it's like we said with Blake, you know, Blake was able to come out and throw strikes. And if you look at his numbers, that was something that was almost a 50-50 thing that he was going to be able to do. So, you know, I think there's a few unknowns on both sides, you know, with Tri-Center. You don't know if they're going to throw, you know, consistent strikes and, you know, be able to spin the ball. And for us, we don't know, you know, obviously who they're going to throw and whether or not we're going to be able to execute. So, you know, I guess we'll just kind of wait and see.
And then from your perspective with Garrett on the mound, the one thing that's amazed me is I've seen him now a few times is he can burn you with his fastball, which is faster than most guys can throw. But at the same time, like against Harlan, they were kind of getting ahead on the fastball and getting contact. So he just went to his off-speed stuff, and he kind of used that for the most part. I mean that he's not just a burner, is he? He can burn you in a couple of different ways.
Yeah, he can throw, you know, three pitches, sometimes four pitches for strikes, regardless of, you know, the speed and breaking ball and stuff. You know, for us, everything comes off the fastball. You know, if he's throwing his fastball and he's locating his fastball, then everything else opens up. Like you said, with Harlan, that wasn't necessarily the case, and he had to go to, you know, kind of plan B. But, you know, that's the thing with pitchers, you know, and sometimes I think, you know, coaches, you know, too, but also fans and just casual observers don't understand. It's like, you're not going to be on every night. You know, you look at major league pitchers, and granted, we're talking high school and major leagues, but, you know, 70% of the time, 75% of the time, they don't have their best stuff. So they've got to figure out, okay, how am I going to get these guys out with secondary and sometimes third, you know, options out there. And, you know, he feels confident enough in himself where he can throw those pitches for strikes and you know, just by, you know, kind of staying with the plan and everything. Again, kind of like in the Harlan game, he was able to come back and get his fastball over and had some success.
Yeah. And just overall, what do you make of this opportunity here to, you know, go back to state again?
What's that again? I'm sorry.
I said, you know, just what do you make of this opportunity, another chance to go back to state?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you obviously are excited, you know, to do it. You're excited to put yourself in a position to do this. You know, until it happens, you don't really think about it, to be honest. You know, we've got practice here this morning, and we'll do the same thing we've been doing for the last, you know, 2-3 weeks, is to try to keep things as loose as we can. And I mean, the boys aren't dumb. They know, you know, kind of what's at stake, and they know who they're playing and stuff. And it's just one of those where, you know, you got to go out and play. And the hardest thing, I think, not only, again, for coaches, but fans and stuff, is it's a game. You know, it's a high school game. It's not going to dictate, you know, national rankings or scholarships or anything like that. You know, it's an opportunity. And I think that's something that, you know, the kids understand and I think they're excited for.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here tonight. Thanks
absolutely
so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Andy Van Fossen, head coach for Underwood Baseball, with us here on KSOM.